Aloha.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. You're listening to episode number 490 of the show, the Never Forget edition. We appreciate your patronage. As always, I tell you to please reach out to us if you care to. Mailbag@theBallerLifestyle.com is the email address. You can also send us or call us and leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS-8257. Also, you can contribute if you are so inclined. Click the link in the show notes. Give us $5. And you get all the bonus content. You get our take on the Ashton and Mila hostage video that came out, which is pretty weird. Lots of stuff to talk about later in the show, like Jimmy Fallon being a monster. All of that. Elon Musk has a kid named Techno Mechanicus. Took me a minute. All that kind of shit. There was a guy from Florida that tried to cross the Atlantic in a human hamster wheel. You know, we're going to talk about that later, and we're only going to do it for the people that subscribe. So click the link in the show notes. Set yourself up a little account. Get with us there. Oh, also, if you didn't listen, check out episode 489, where we did everyone's favorite, our annual NFL preview. And a bunch of people were saying, oh, you pretended not to know the names of the teams and stuff. And we do this every year. And also, I listened back. I knew the name of every team. I picked every division of every team. I think Ed had to give me like one. The Falcons. Like, oh, who's heard of the Falcons here? Like, there's anybody that's ever heard of the fucking Falcons, okay? Besides the Falcons, I nailed every single division. So it's not like, look, I did pretty well. And also, we'll see how our picks do. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Well, you did well with the NFL.
That's
right. I made a grave error, and I realized it a minute after the show ended. I was like, did I call Bernard Hopkins the hitman? That's Tommy Hearns.
Tommy Hearns. The executioner. Yeah. He used to wear that mask.
He'd wear the mask and make the X with his arm. So,
yes.
My apologies. Yes. I really am not current with boxing right now.
Yeah.
But I was very in before it became celebrity Jake Paul.
Yes.
Nonsense. But I loved boxing.
Oh, me too.
10, 15 years ago. Same. I was watching it constantly. I don't know. I like all the weird celebrity stuff, and also the rise. Well, he rose a long time ago, but Floyd Mayweather is a boring fighter dominate a sport.
He's so just boring. Yeah, he's so boring. He's a deep. Well, the UFC middleweight, Sean Strickland, with the greatest upset maybe in UFC history, happened this weekend, and I basically was watching the fight, and I'm like, oh, he's just playing this like Floyd. He just had really, really fucking good defense that annoyed Adesanya, who's the champion, and he just would counter. He would just sit there and just not get hit and then wait for openings and counter and score points. And so that's an effective way to box. It's just not that exciting.
I understand. Like, Winky Wright did a little of that too. He would be defensive, but I tried with UFC. It's not for me. Yeah. So like, I just feel like, I don't know. I wish there was boxing that excited me.
Yeah, I know. And it's another problem with boxing is it's too segmented. And then even like the good guys now, like Tyson Fury, he's a heavyweight champion in the world. Now he's fighting a UFC guy because that's what the Saudis are paying for, and that's the better TV event rather than actually just doing real boxing. So even real boxing is now exhibition boxing, which is kind of sad.
I just read a story that I just see. Active duty Marine gets probation and community service for January 6th because he was a Marine. They gave him a pass, and it's like, I feel like he should know better than anyone. He's trained to protect this country.
Yeah. I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, there's probably levels, right? Was he just, did he break a window or something? Like, what's the,
he was there. They gave him some, like the judge was being clever by giving him 279 hours of service for the number of Marines killed or wounded during the Civil War.
Right. Well,
once
a Marine, always a Marine.
Come on. Why are we giving a pass to fucking military guy who broke the law?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Throw the book at him. Okay. Oh, this is something I saw. Yes. Go.
Also, you said 490. Are we supposed to do something for 500?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. That's 10 away. That's, we got plenty of time.
That's 2.5 months.
Yeah. Should we, we could do
it out like at 497.
Should we invite, cause we, you know, we only, it used to be a 3-man show, sort of, like, should we invite,
why don't you throw the invite out,
reach out and say, hey,
yeah,
you want to,
hey,
been a while since we chatted.
Maybe you'd like to give a 45-minute recap of The Bachelor.
How about you take a shower while I'm trying to get the last segment of the show recorded?
Maybe just hire the third member to bang pots and pans out of passive aggressiveness.
How about you start crying about something that happened at work when I'm trying to record the podcast? Would you mind doing that for old time's sake? Ed, I saw this just before before we hit the air, and I thought it might be a good topic. You know how we feel about adult twins on this show. I mean, when I say we, I think it's mostly me, and I've made many rules for adult twins.
My issues with twins is when they wear the same outfit.
Right.
I can't stand.
Well, they'll claim they do that by accident, and which is yet another reason why they need to be separated to cult. Because we can't just have two people fucking in 2,500 miles apart picking out the same polo shirt every day. That's too fucking weird for the rest of us. But I just saw this. One of my favorite columns, Ed. Dear Prudence, which is like the advice column on Slate.
Yeah.
Here's the headline. Help. My twin brother and I like to shower together. That's fine, right? It's really convenient and honestly kind of nice. So let's see if we can give these. The picture is very disturbing too. Let's see if we can give these people some advice. I'll read the letter and we'll see what we think. Dear Prudence, so I am 18, male. And in my final year of high school. Well, this is creepy, right? He's an adult. I feel weird reading this already. For the past year,
this is a joke.
I don't know. It's in print. It's in print, Ed. For the past year, my twin brother and I, parentheses, identical, that makes it weirder, have been taking showers together. For context, our shower is really big. It was designed for people with disabilities, and the shower head is long, not good for saving water. So we're far enough apart. Well, hold on, Ed. They're saying there's only one shower head here. So we're far enough apart that we have a good amount of personal space. It started when we were in a hurry to get ready for school one morning. No one's ever been in this big of a hurry. I think I had a math test that day. He was in the shower, so I asked if I could get in, and he agreed. What the fuck? We would pretty regularly be in a rush for school, and one of us would have to wait for the other to get out of the shower. So after this, it kind of happened a lot and became a regular occurrence. Even when we're not in a rush, if one of us needs to shower and the other one is already in there, then it's more convenient if you just get in. Honestly, it's really nice to have a place where we can catch up and chat.
I don't even understand any of this.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. He asked me whether showering together made me feel uncomfortable. I said that he didn't. He said it doesn't make him uncomfortable either. Of course, I love my twin brother, but not in a romantic way. Neither of us have any romantic feelings or desires toward one another. I haven't seen. Update. Oh, I can't read this next word.
Update, you do have feelings for each other.
I don't know if I can read this next word. I wasn't expecting. It's taking a turn, Ed. I haven't seen him hard. And oh my God. Nor has he seen me hard. Honestly.
You felt him hard because you're dealing
in the dark.
You're turned away and the lights are off.
Honestly, it's like showering next to a mirror. See, that's why it's so weird. Our bodies look the same. And yes, down there looks the same as well. Our parents know and they don't mind. I've told two of my close friends about it, and they said it was definitely unusual, but didn't think there was anything inherently wrong with it. I agree with them. They need serious help. Are they and I right? Is it wrong? I'm fully aware that it's unusual. Oh my God, Ed! Signed, twin in New Jersey.
Oh, this
could be, they could live in your building.
I haven't seen any twins in my building.
Wow. Ed, do you have any advice you'd like to offer? What do you think that's going on here? This is fine, right? There's no big deal. They haven't seen each other hard.
I think they need deep help. They both are like very disturbed. That's not normal behavior.
No.
And you take a shower with someone else because you want to have sex with them.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only reason.
And
because it's sexual.
And the woman usually is like, nah, I'd rather just take my own shower and you can.
Yeah. Then you fight.
It's usually like, we could have sex, but like, then I don't get the shower head. So like, just like, wait till the shower's over.
If you do the sex, then immediately you bounce and let her take the shower. And because here's the thing of these twins who definitely want to have sex with each other aren't saying. There is no single shower head that is enough for two people to have a proper shower. If you've ever showered with somebody, there's not enough water to go around for both people. So you end up having to huddle close to each other that you both get the warmth of the water.
And also, it's much more efficient to just quickly take a shower and then your brother takes a shower. Yes, like,
that's the lie. That's the big lie.
Don't tell me that you're in a rush so you just took a shower together.
Yes, that's the big lie. Okay, do you want to, I mean, I think, dear Prudence, whoever this columnist is, I don't know her name. I think it's a her, a they.
Prudence is a female name.
Right. Janae Desmond Harris is the author. So these are her words. Dear twin, I think you're fine. Your twin isn't bothered. You're not bothered. You're saving water.
No, you're not. It's definitely taking longer than two showers combined.
And you're getting time to chat. Well, that is a contradiction right there. If there's enough time to chat, then you're wasting water. Bodies aren't sexual unless you're feeling sexual. And all over the world, people enjoy spas, saunas, and nude beaches with loved ones. No, there's no way that's true. I like that you had a conversation about whether your new shared shower habit made either of you uncomfortable. Going out on a limb here, you two are 18 and perhaps about to leave home and live separately. I wonder if part of what's behind this new habit is that you're anxious about that and seeking more closeness and intimacy with each other.
You're right.
Twins have a unique bond, and it will take some effort to maintain if you go off to college separately and aren't in the same household like they're doing that. Maybe think about some additional ways you can stay close, carve out and spend time together, and enjoy each other in this new phase of your lives outside of the bathroom. Well, that's good advice right there.
Dear Prudence, yesterday before school, I let my brother leave the map of Hawaii on my lower back.
I wonder, you know what she should have done is she should have, and this is Slate, which is, I think, is part of the Washington Post. So there's like, they got some juice. They should have reached out to the mirror image twins on the San Francisco Giants, Tyler and Taylor Rogers, who have matching freckles, to see if their dicks are the same and if they like to, if they've seen each other hard and if they share, ever share a shower head. Cause then we would know it's normal. Oh, the Tyler and Taylor Rogers do it. And maybe Brooke and Robin, we could reach out to them too. And any other famous male twins that we know to see if this is, cause we don't know, Ed, we're not twins, right? We don't, this could be very normal in the identical twin
community. These people need like serious hours of
that
therapy.
Can't be real. I mean, all this
and the fact that fake, the fact that right? the parents are okay with it. No, this is either fake or these are people that are deranged.
Yeah, because I would be having a serious sit down with a mental health professional if I was cursed with twin children like this. Okay, Ed, let's talk about people who might have died.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad. Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Who died?
Ed, did anybody die this week?
We got one.
Yeah.
Ian Wilmont. The British scientist who led the team that cloned Dolly the sheep, he dies at age 79.
Wow.
And I should have known this. I just learned about the reason behind the name Dolly this summer because I listened to the Chuck Klosterman book called The 90s. And it was pretty good, like reliving certain things in the 90s.
Yeah.
They cloned Dolly the sheep. It was from breast tissue. And so it was Dolly Parton.
Disgusting. Breast. Disgusting. What is wrong with people?
But Dolly after Dolly Parton, the breast tissue. That was the reason.
I get it. Because Dolly Parton is known.
But like some horny scientist.
Yeah.
Some horny scientist. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it does make sense because, and RIP this guy, obviously, but. It's a great scientist, but if you're cloning a sheep, it's because you have one sheep that you want to fuck, and there's more. There's too many people that want to fuck that sheep, and they're like, "Hey, idea, just an idea. What if we had a second sheep?" And the guys are like, "Yeah, but we like this one." And they're like,
"Fucking sheep?
Yeah, we're scientists over here. We're geneticists. Let's just make another one." And they go, "Okay, fuck it. Yeah, we'll call her Dolly because we'll make her out of breast tissue." And then boom. They've cloned a second sheep. Now, this led to, right, hasn't Barbara Streisand had, like, her favorite dog cloned, like, multiple times over?
I remember hearing that. I never knew if it was, like, a rumor. Like, I just remember hearing that she had a dog cloned.
Yeah. I mean, because I think it's something that you can opt to do now. Because these guys pioneered it. Yes, Barbara Streisand shares photo of cloned dogs. Two of Barbara Streisand's dogs are clones and created from cells of the singer's late dog, Samantha, who died in 2017. Of course, they're those hideous white ones. They're like white, fluffy things. That's the worst kind of dog you can have. Streisand's
like pooches. Poodle?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but no, I don't think it is. Well, they'll probably tell us in the story. On Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. Scarlet and Violet are clones of the beloved curly-haired Coton de Tulier. That's the kind of dog, Ed. Samantha. While Streisand got Fanny from Samantha's breeder. The twins, Scarlet, and let's see if it says how. It was like losing a child, the musician. Was it Barbara? Does Barbara not have children? She has stepchildren. I know that. Because I'm sure you love your dog, but come on. It was like losing a child, the musician told the Associated Press. It was kind of awful. Oh, my God. She has a grave in her backyard, and she has the three the clones on the headstone hanging out. This is fucking weird. Anyway, this guy, RIP, this guy who died because he cloned a sheep.
Ian Wilmer.
Yeah. Ian Wilmer, because he cloned a sheep that he likely had sex with. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. Right on Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports today? What is happening in the world of sports?
Well, the big story in sports is happening as we speak.
Oh, breaking news.
Aaron Rodgers, as you probably all know by the time you hear it, the fourth play of the game had to be helped off the field.
Oh, no. He's 39 years old. What if it's a what if it's an Achilles? He's done. I mean, that's it. You know, there's no coming back from that at 39, but maybe it's just nothing, you know? I'm sure we'll get an update at some point. Ed? Oh, Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no updates on what happened to him?
I just said a buddy just texted the worst thing to happen to a jet in New York on 9/11. Well, man, some bad jokes. So the opening game of the NFL season.
Tell me.
The Lions, who we predicted would win that division.
America's team.
They beat the Chiefs on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
Felt the need to editorialize and said that the win comes with an asterisk because no Travis Kelce.
Let's hear this asshole.
This has an asterisk because of no Chris Jones and no Travis Kelce. But after what you saw at the end of last year and what you saw today.
Look. There's nothing worse you can be than a fucking company man. Like have an opinion, you fucking bitch. What is that? Like he knows that the league is like the Chiefs are, they're the Super Bowl champion and they're trying to fucking market the, Patrick Mahomes and, you know, what's his name retired? Tom Brady, that dullard Tom Brady retired. And so now Patrick Mahomes is the face of the league. So this fucking bitch makes a fucking excuse for a team that just lost a football game at home. Everybody's got guys out, asshole. Like, this isn't just the Chiefs that have guys hurt. It's the NFL. Aaron Rodgers just got hurt. Everybody's got guys hurt. Get the fuck out of here. I fucking hate this guy.
He's just like, this is the way his Italian upbringing taught him to editorialize.
They're very sassy. They're hot blooded, those Italians. And yes, he's also a groper, and I'm not going to bring that up. Yes, he drove home
after the Christmas party, like followed a woman.
Yes, yes.
Creeper.
He's a disgusting groper.
What a dickhead. Like,
yes,
you
bitch.
Being a company man,
yes,
you should try to embrace that the league finally has a team that has had very little success over the years. Yeah. And they just had one of their biggest regular season wins in a long time.
Yep.
And instead of making that a happy thing,
yep,
he's got to be like a bitch and make excuses for Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. And yeah. And that's the whole thing about the NFL is parity, right? That's what brought the league to dominance, is that different teams win and you're for the most part, your team has a chance to win every Sunday. And here's a young, hungry team that gets a big fucking win, and this little bitch tries to take it away from them. Like, he's some fucking authority. He's the only reason he has that job is because he's so fucking vanilla and boring.
Toast.
I fucking hate that guy. I've always hated that guy. I hated him when he was on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
I fucking hate his guts now.
He's a dickhead here. Yep. He was a dickhead at the ESPN Christmas party.
Yes.
But like
when he got grabby, he's a groper. But, and I'm not going to bring that up. I'm not going to mention the fact that he forces women into sexual activity.
But I just hate guys like him because they're aggressively boring.
Yeah, it's true.
He's fucking horrible.
Yeah, he sucks. I hate him. Him and Collinsworth are bullshit.
And, Collinsworth is such a drag to listen to.
And he kind of looks like Mr. Burns now.
Yeah, but his voice is so grating.
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan.
No.
Michigan State, their head football coach, Mel Tucker, is about to be fired. I think he's on some sort of leave while they do an investigation. Whatever. He's about to be fired and is potentially going to lose over $80 million for jerking off while talking to a sexual assault survivor.
Now,
man, I hope that was one hell of a release, buddy.
Was this on the phone?
Yes. So I believe, and I'm not going to dive deeper than the headlines that I read, but I believe she had something to do with the Larry Nassar.
Well, because that went on there.
The team spoke to the team or something, or like was part of the athletic department, and he developed a quote friendship with her.
Oh no.
Then he was on the phone with her and he jerked off and she submitted a complaint.
Yeah.
And much like the Northwestern situation, I believe the school thought this happened like a year ago. And the school thought like we just are going to like see if this can not be discovered.
They were 11-2 last year, Ed.
No, they sucked last year.
Oh, they did.
Years ago. Kenneth Walker, the Seahawks running back, when he was there, it was like his first year at Michigan State, and he had a monster year.
Yeah.
And they like tore up the original contract and gave him like a 10-year, $95 million or something like that. And he still owed like 80.
Yeah.
And he had like private jet for life and a $2 million insurance.
What, they got that in Lansing? They're not even the good Michigan.
No, but they've got like all fired up because they had one really big year. Yeah. And it was mostly Kenneth Walker was a Heisman finalist.
According to the USA Today report, Tracy met Tucker in 2021 when she visited the Spartans campus to discuss sexual misconduct prevention. Tracy alleges that Tucker sent her unwanted gifts, repeatedly called her, and engaged in non-consensual phone sex. This is some real Mike Tirico behavior, this guy. Mel Tirico here. The idea that someone could know me and say they understand my trauma, but then re-inflict that trauma on me is so disgusting to me. It's hard for me to even wrap my mind around it. It's like he sought me out just to betray me. So not only is this guy a creeper, but he's fucking real bad at it. Like she's obviously not into it, and he keeps it up, like the gifts and the calls, and like you're supposed to play hard to get, guy. You're supposed to act. I assume this guy's married, right?
Yes, he is married.
Of course he is. Yeah. Well, fuck him. I mean, fuck Sparty.
Can you imagine jerking it and it's costing you $80 million?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's so much money. Fuck Tom Izzo. Is he still there?
Yes, he is. Fuck Michigan State.
Fuck Mateen Cleaves. Fuck Draymond Green.
Oh, one of Izzo's players just got convicted of murder.
Yeah, fuck the guy that did murder. Although I will say, it is pretty impressive that he's able to get to the Final Four almost every year with a couple of slow, big white guys in the middle every time. Like it's
Keith Appling sentenced to 18 to 40 years in prison for the 2021 shooting and death.
That's a long time. But imagine imagine losing $80 million trying to have sex with someone that clearly does not want to have sex with you. Like this can't be the first time You've attempted sex with somebody.
Right, he already sent her a gift.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't like, oh, why don't you come out, come over and blow my back out.
Yes. Like you reach a certain age and you recognize when someone has interest.
Slows down. You're like a veteran quarterback. It's the true. Game slows down it and does. You see, oh, wait a second. This is not going to lead to sex.
Yes. Like, how do you not? And what it could lead to is losing $80 million.
Oh,
it's so much.
And a private jet.
Yeah.
Private jet usage. That's not nothing.
Oh, man. You just want to play golf somewhere. You want to go to the, hey, let's go to the beach next weekend. Okay.
Yeah,
we can
Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, we can fly out of East Lansing. Yeah, hey, let's go to see the Final Four or the Kentucky Derby. We got a jet. Nah, Dad wanted some puss.
Dad didn't even get it. It's not like he got caught cheating. He's jerking it on the phone.
It's even sadder. Yeah, like, he's buddy. Phone jerking it. Oh my
God. Just pull up YouPorn or something.
I know. Get it out. That's the thing. If you're real horny and you're about to make a decision that involves another person, do yourself a favor and just jerk off. And then
get that baby batter out.
Yeah. See afterwards, and you're a little more calm. Your hormones are more in check. And then you could take your own temperature and be like, hey, how am I feeling right here? Don't now when you do the jerk off, don't do it on the phone with the person who's the target of your unwanted advances. That's what he was trying to do. He just screwed up that part. He's like, oh, accident, butt dialed. Anyway,
what a dipshit.
Total dipshit.
He deserves to lose it, but also Michigan State deserves to lose that money. Also,
I agree.
Because they tried to hide them. So that money should be donated to like charity.
Yeah. Fuck Michigan State. Fuck Chad, who's that one quarterback? Didn't they have a quarterback? Chad Henne. Did he go there? No, he went to Michigan. Yeah, whatever.
No, Jeff Smoker.
Jeff Smoker!
Lived up to his name.
Yes.
He was all kinds of...
Yes.
My old assistant played soccer for Michigan State, and he said he was at like parties with Jeff Smoker, and he was like doing piles of blow before the game, night before the game and stuff. He was out of control.
Look, if you're going to be Jeff Smoker, you got a reputation to live up to. Good for him.
Kirk Cousins went to Michigan State.
That's right. I don't think he was doing any blow.
No, he was doing a lot of praying.
He was blowing a psalm for his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good for him.
The Washington Nationals.
Yep.
They canceled Steven Strasburg's retirement announcement because they're mad about having to pay him his full amount. And they gave him this like extension after he already had major injury issues.
Yeah, I think he'd been hurt. Well, I mean, because he came out of San Diego State and then he got hurt right away. And then they had to wait a long time.
I was at the game in Philadelphia where you could see the Tommy John injury happen. Oh, yeah. Like, it was like a shitty record maybe for the Phillies because we had moved all the way down and we could hear him scream from the mound. It was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what, like, this happens, you know, like, it's not his fault that you wrote a bad contract. What are you mad about? I love when this guy gets guaranteed money. Like, there's no confusion about that, guaranteed money. And then he can't continue. And what, you expect him to go, oh, hey, no harm, no foul. Just take it back. Just have it back. I couldn't live up to my contract. Well, it's not his fault. He got fucking hurt.
Yeah. He didn't choose to have that injury.
Yeah. He didn't. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd rather be a stud pitcher.
Yeah.
That's what he loved doing.
Yeah. I think they're thinking, oh, just retire. Because, you know, if he retires, then it's like, oh, I don't want the money. But who's going to do that? Steven Strasburg was reported to be retiring 2 weeks ago after 14 years with the Washington Nationals. Now it turns out his status was actually something more like mostly retired. The Nationals have called off a news conference planned for Saturday because they have not finalized key details on a settlement for Strasburg's retirement. So a lot of times they'll figure out a way. They'll be like, hey, how about instead of, just like Bobby Bonilla. Happy July 1st every year, Bobby Bonilla Day. It's because the Mets owed him like $12 million or something, and he was past his prime. And they go, how about we'll you can retire, or we'll release you, but let's make a deal. Instead of us cashing out and pay you $12 million right now that we don't have because we got Madoffed over here, what we'll do is we'll pay you $1 million a year every July 1st forever. Till the end of history. It goes on for like until like the late 2030s, I think. And he retired in I think around 2000. So it
really,
like
really every agent should do shit like that for because like so many of these guys blow through their money and like Bobby Bonilla doesn't even have the option of blowing through because he just keeps getting $1 million paychecks every July.
I think the Sixers did something like this because they saw the writing on the wall with Allen Iverson. And they kind of he's got some kind of deal like this where he still gets money once a year. And I think I read somewhere that Bruce Sutter, beautiful beard, Bruce Sutter,
great beard.
He was like the original Bobby Bonilla guy where he had deferred money. So they're probably trying to work something out where they're like, hey, you know, we owe you $35 million bucks for the next 3 years each year. Can you maybe we do something where we pay you over time with interest or whatever, so you end up getting more money on the back end? And they just haven't made that deal yet. But it's nothing to be bitchy about. Just give him his fucking day. He won you a World Series.
He was the MVP of that World Series, I believe.
Yeah, that's what ruined his elbow. He pitched three times, I think.
Yeah.
So
he gave your franchise the best moment in its history.
And this is what these idiots, this is like the Artie Moreno thing. This is what these guys don't realize, these owners. The players pay attention to this. The players.
Right. They talk to each other. Yeah. They pay attention.
Yeah, they know who gets fucked over. And then when they come free and they're looking at their options, they're going to go, oh, this is a really, you got to have a really solid offer from the Nationals. And then the player goes, oh, didn't they fuck over Steven Strasburg? And they go, yeah. The agent goes, yeah, as a matter of fact, they did it. And they go, okay, give me the Braves offer then. Because they're not going to want to go where they could be potentially be fucked over in the same way. It's bad business.
Yeah, it's really small-time thinking.
Yes, it's a sad segment.
Very sad. Well, let's go to our little injury boy, Aaron Rodgers. He made a startling claim on Hard Knocks. I saw a UFO in 2005, like a scene out of Independence Day.
Is that why he wears a helmet that makes him look like the Great Gazoo? Yeah,
the Great Gazoo. Hello. Hello, dum-dum.
There's people. It's weird that people that claim to have seen aliens are always seemed like this people that are starved for attention. It's almost like they're making it up. Yeah, I just would hate to say
it's
that.
It's a weird coincidence.
Yeah. I'm a casual fan of the of renowned skeptic Michael Shermer, who publishes Skeptic Magazine. And I read something that he said one time, and he's like, the thing about these alien things that I don't understand is he's like, what's with the lights? He's like, you came all the way from many dimensions away, and then you were able to navigate your way all the way to a different planet, no problem. And then you get here, and you got to fucking throw on the headlights. <It's> kind of weird.
A point. Yes, that's a great point. I know, I never thought there would be no reason for lights.
Why would you need the lights? he seems like the type, you know, that would make up a kooky story. He might even believe it. Maybe he was on ayahuasca or something. And
I feel for Jets fans.
Yeah,
but I don't feel for him if his season's over.
Yeah. He had a nice run. He's an MVP. He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know. He's then maybe this is the end for him, and he gets his money, and then he goes off. You know, and finds his true passion.
Well. Hopefully Zach Wilson can be the man.
Yeah. Yes.
While his mom posts racy photos.
I just learned that Zach Wilson was the second overall pick. Is that true?
Yes. He was awesome.
Yeah.
At BYU. Yeah. I would say he reminded me, not in personality, he reminded me in college of like the good Russell Wilson.
Oh
like,
yeah.
He was like a scrambling kind of, he was a good player.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he's been a disaster as a Jets quarterback.
Maybe it's time for him to return. Maybe he's back.
Speaking of NFL players who are going through some stuff. Yeah. Antonio Brown threatened to shoot the Albany Empire players with a gun. I assume that's arena.
Like, yeah, what? It's gotta be. Is there still?
And it's gotta be like, I don't even know what big time arena is.
Yeah.
There is no big time anything in Albany.
No, this is Arena 2. There was like Arena 1, and then they came out with Arena 2. This is like the minor leagues.
Like of arena. Albany is it's where the like the government is in New York, but like it's
the capital.
Nothing is there. It's just like government buildings. Yeah. Like it's minor league. It's like minor league baseball town, like a nothing. There's no reason to have a professional team.
Isn't Mike Tyson from Albany? I know he's from Brownsville, Brooklyn. Wasn't he originally from
Catskills?
Albany? Oh yeah,
Catskills was where he like trained with Customato.
Yeah, that makes sense. What if? I mean, hear me out, Antonio Brown. Again, it's just I like to come up with ideas. What if? Instead of threatening the players that we also learned he wasn't paying or something recently.
Yeah, we did a story about that.
What if instead of threatening players with a gun, he just brought Vontaze Burfict with him wherever he went? And he was like, hey, you guys.
He can scramble your brain just like he did mine.
You see how I'm operating right here? You continue to fuck with me. You continue to not run that play where you start running 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then you're running past the line of scrimmage right when they snap the ball, which I have to be honest, I kind of like that in arena football where they get two, where they, you could have,
they go forward.
Yeah. You could have forward vertical motion. Yeah. Yeah. Like that was kind of cool. Look, if you're not going to run that play or if you're not going to field the kickoff off those little nets in the end of the end zone, or you're not going to block a guy into those pads on the side of the field, I'm not going to shoot you with the gun. I'm going to Tez your ass. I got Tez right here, and Tez can do to you what he did to me. Do you want to be like me? I feel like that's a real scared straight situation. Like you could really affect some change if you had your own personal Vontaze Burfict with you to threaten people with. Ed, what else is going on?
A beautiful tribute.
Yes.
Beautiful tribute. Yeah. DraftKings, a never forget 9/11 parlay.
Beautiful. Like people were attacking them for this, and I don't know why. It's a nice reminder of a day, you know, a horrible day in our history. And what better way is there to feel better about 9/11 than by winning a parlay with the Yankees and Jets.
Or to give the house the money.
Yes. It's a Mets-Yankees-Jets parlay. What's better than that? Should have played that.
Yeah. The Giants-Jets parlay. Giants lost 40-0, and the Jets lost their quarterback on the fourth play. But let's roll parlay.
Yes, that's The building, the Mets are the building seven of that parlay. I don't know. Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do.
And he's even worse than ish. Okay. Couple voicemails here. Let's see who this is.
Hey, Brian, Ed, what's up? Oh, hey, it's Dave in Salt Lake.
David Bray. Or,
hey, Dave.
As you'd like to say, David Bray.
Oh, I don't like to say that. I mean, I know it somehow, and I know how it's pronounced. And the only reason I could possibly know how it's pronounced is because I've heard you say it here on the show. Because we've never spoken outside of this place, right? David,
unless in Salt Lake? Just assumed that's what it was and we called him that?
No, it's because it's a weird spelling. I mean, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Potentially.
Had to pause the podcast here driving home to weigh in on this, the night shower thing again. Ed, I understand your explanation.
This was a big topic, Ed, last week. How did this... Oh, LSU. LSU, who's...
Wanted to take shots at me because he's a night shower guy.
Right. He lives in Louisiana where they running water hasn't even made it there yet, but he's taking shots at you for the time of day you take a nice hot shower.
Sense, you shower as needed.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to have, you know, dry ball or, you know, nasty balls or, you know, sweat under your armpits when you go to bed.
Yeah.
Makes sense, totally. But any animal that does, you know, get into a bed after a long day of work, working out, that's fucking disgusting.
That's disgusting.
So, anyway, talking about what I mainly called out was Australia. We went there in the Marine Corps in 94.
We had heard about
all the women when the ship pulls in port that the women would be waiting for you at the rails.
I had a buddy that was in the Navy that told me this, that they couldn't wait to get to Australia because the ladies just...
They're fun people.
Yeah, they lingered around the port waiting for some of that American penis to come through. And I could tell you, they do like that.
You know, just waiting for American men. That wasn't true. There was like two or three women at most. So we're like, fuck. Anyway, we get into town and I'm 19 years old and we head out to the bars. We all throw our shit, like 10 of us in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
And then we all hit the bars. And
see, now what's the shower situation with that many dudes in a hotel room? That's disgusting. And you're all sharing one toilet?
Maybe they're like twins and they shower together to save time.
Could be. Well, but David Bray, he's 6 foot. I mean, David in Salt Lake, he's 6 feet eight. Like, no one is like, you're drawing the short shower.
He's piped up, so he can be the alpha in every shower he's in.
That's true. You know, everybody's taking the short shower with him.
And it was on. We go to the first bar, like a street of bars.
Yeah.
These girls are fighting over every single one of us to buy a drink.
I've heard this.
It was, I went to my buddy Mark Gunterman. I'm like, Mark, is this fucking for real?
Now, see, this David Bray doesn't like me using his last name. And then he immediately outs his buddy Mark Gunterman directly into the mic. Like, what's, you think Mark Gunterman wants his name shared?
Well, We know he printed that night, so I guess he feels pretty proud of that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I would act all mad if I was Mark Gunterman. I'm like, oh, come on, David Bray.
Come
Why
on.
Are you talking?
Don't tell them about the time that women bought me drinks and then fucked my brains out.
Why you got to do that? That's embarrassing.
That was a good looking guy. Decent. Any of us, they knew us. We had shorter haircuts. These girls, no joke, were fighting to get us to pay for our drinks. It was the craziest shit ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Craziest shit ever. But you know what? It happened. And then you know what? I met this hot bartender and she's hot as fuck. Mm. And she's like, hey, please don't hook up with any girls with me. Hook up with me tomorrow. So I met her.
What?
Went to her house, got my shit from the hotel.
That's a big ask, by the way, that she's like, hey, don't fuck any of these girls that are buying you drinks tonight, because I will have sex with you tomorrow. Like,
that's where you say I won't, and then
you do. you do. That's what I do. I go to the bar next door, and then I go, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. That's for sure. David Bray is a better person than me.
And then I spent the next 5-6 nights we had liberty days off with her,
taking liberties,
fucking, eating. All paid for by her. And the night we had to be back to ship to go back to America after Somalia, we get to the ship. Everybody's got the same story. They said they begged us to stay. I'll pay for you. And I'm talking hot women. It was the craziest shit. My buddy Benz brought his soon-to-be Playboy wife back to the country, married her.
Stop it.
It was out of control. I don't know if it's that way anymore, but Australian people are the best.
They're awesome.
Especially
except one, the
women. So that's that on that. And I had something else to say.
Tell me.
It was about Oh, you guys about your dogs. You know what?
Yeah.
People that are afraid of dogs, you're a fucking pussy. You know what? Now, I get it if you're a child and you're traumatized.
Yeah.
That's different. But you know what?
Oh, my God. He continues. Look, normally I don't let people talk 3 minutes, but if you're talking about how much you got laid in another country, I'm like, that's kind of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, and also he dropped in there. Like, of course he should get his brains fucked out. He was at Black Hawk Down territory. Yeah. He was in Somalia. Yeah,
Somalia. He was chewing that cat.
But I am, let me just clarify. I'm not afraid of dogs.
Yeah, no, no.
I just don't want them jumping on me and licking me and stuff. Like, that's it. I am not afraid of dogs. I like dogs.
I love
it. I dislike cats.
Yeah,
I like dogs.
I love a dog at my own pace. You know, like I'll come over to your house and I will pet your dog and play with your dog.
Yes, I will. I will. Yeah. Even though I'm allergic, I'll give your dog a little pat, you know, like a little pet. But like, you know, I'm allergic. So then I got to go wash my hands or else I'm going to scratch my eye and it's going to suck.
Give me the peanut butter. Okay. Okay. Hold on. He elaborates here.
All right. I'll keep it short. People that own dogs, you know what, are men. You know, if you come into a house and you're like, oh, get that dog away from me. For no fucking reason, you're a cat guy, or you're just pathetic. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying push your dog on the person, but you know what, man, be you know, this is fucking ridiculous as dog shaming. You know, dogs are for men. End of fucking story. Unless you've been traumatized as a child, didn't buy a fucking Rottweiler, fuck off. You know what, if the owner's got a dog, they're going to put it away if it's aggressive, which is very fucking rare. All right, guys. And I picked the fucking Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Fucking
take care, guys.
Jalen Hurts is pretty good. Thanks for that, David, in Salt Lake. You know, I went not this past weekend, but the weekend before, Ed.
Yeah.
I had a flight. I had to go to, I went to a wedding in New Hampshire. It was very quaint in New Hampshire.
I've never been to that state.
Oh, really?
The only state on the East Coast that I haven't been. I've never been to New Hampshire.
I mean, it's very rural. You know, it's okay. It wasn't bad. But I will say, I don't think I can ever get on another flight again without thinking about how David Bray says that the gate agents have the hardest job in the airline industry and the pilot, and I'm getting off and the pilot's saying goodbye to me. And I'm like, this guy's just, he's probably asleep. He's probably on his iPad the last 5 hours. I'm never going to not do that now.
Yeah. Listen to this piker. I'll say goodbye to the real hero, the gate agent, when I get out of the tunnel.
Yes, exactly. I go. I'll go give him a dap. I'll walk over there as they're boarding the flight. Okay, one more.
Hey, Brian and Ed. It's Jeff in Denver.
Jeff.
You guys don't even worry about getting to episode 300 or 400, whatever the hell we're on. I think it's 400.
It's closer to 500. Thanks.
Just don't even bother. Just stop right now because the discussion about who showers when and when the best time to shower. You guys are never going to get better than that. The peacock who's that loud comer was great.
That was good, dude.
But you know, you guys have done it.
Yeah.
So you know, like I said, just stop now. And
oh, we lost him.
Get you guys.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Lost you for a second there. I don't want to rehash this, but I feel like I'm doing a disservice to the show if I don't, because I just remembered something.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, I get up, I have my coffee, and I'd gone to the gym the day before. And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do today? I've been trying to get, do this a little more often. I said, I'm going to go on a run. So I got all my gear up and I got some different shoes. So I had tried running, a while back, a couple months ago, and I just couldn't, my feet and ankles and calves would start hurting right away. But I got some new shoes and I'm able to run a little bit more easily in these new shoes. So I go on a nice run. And it's fucking hot here, Ed. It's really humid and disgusting. It feels like we might be in another Hurricane Hillary situation. And so I finished the run and I was real sweaty. And then I'm like, well, I can't take a shower right now because I'm like still sweating. And so then I, you know, it was Sunday.
That is the worst feeling.
Yeah.
When you
shower,
have, like you don't quite have enough time. And yeah. So you have to take a shower.
Yep.
And then you feel yourself sweating as you're putting on the
yeah.
new clothes.
Yeah. You like, just, fuck. You're like, ah, I just took a shower. I'm all refreshed. And you're like, wait, I'm still sweating. So then I started watching football, and then there's a couple things going on over here. And then I can't remember what I did, but I ended up having, oh, I was cooking. So then I was like smoking some ribs outside on the smoker. And then I ran to the grocery store and got some stuff, and I made potato salad. And then I was like doing all the stuff. I forgot to take a shower.
Oh,
and then, man. And then it was like sitting there, it's later in the evening. The whole day goes by. And it's later in the evening, and I'm sitting on the couch watching TV with my lady. And I'm like, oh, I start to get tired. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go to sleep. And then I'm like, okay, good night. And I go upstairs to go to bed, and I walk in the bedroom, and I go, oh, shit, I never took a shower today. So you know what I did? I turned on that shower. Yeah, I took a pre-bed shower just to – as is my custom, but also because I would have taken a morning shower yesterday, but I lost track of time, I guess is what I'm saying. But I did eventually take a shower. I did not go to bed with the sweat of a 3-mile run on my body.
Today's an example of a morning shower.
A 2-shower day?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Today, it's been like raining, mm-hmm. like it's like thunder and lightning. Yeah. So, but luckily, I got a 2.5-hour bike ride in the morning,
yeah.
And I showered, and I've been like sitting around all day. Like I have not broken a sweat since.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Like that's the type of like I've been indoors doing nothing all day.
No, I'm not. I would never say that people are required to take a shower before bed. I'm not militant about it. It just happens that when I do it, and we've had this discussion on the show before many years ago. The reason I started doing it is when my first child was born. He's 18 now, so that'll tell you how long ago it was. We had him in the bassinet in the bedroom. And so I didn't want to
sleeper.
Yeah. Situation. I didn't want to wake up. You know, I was like, oh, every morning I'm getting up, I'm going to wake this baby up if I take a shower. So I started doing one at night, and I just continue that routine. Although sometimes I will take a shower in the day. Now, let me ask you this. When you jerk off, do you ever nut on yourself? And if so, do you require a shower there, or you just go straight into some tissues or a towel, or
straight into tissues.
Yeah. Good.
I've never just like let it fire wherever it goes.
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
You've always collected your own, seminal ejaculation.
Yeah. Because when I was a youngster,
yeah, you'd hide it.
I was in a house with a bunch of females. I mean, not like if I had a brother, I'd want him seeing it, but like I was always pretty careful.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, same to some extent. I use, you know, I do a little cleanup with the towel situation. I'm just not leaving spunk around.
Towel.
Yeah, it's just a towel.
You gotta do laundry every time you jerk off.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I go into the tissues.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. You use the tissues. You know, however you do it, it's fine. The thing with me is that I use lubrication, so I got it.
Right.
You know, it's on my hands.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Then you would need a towel situation.
Yeah. So then I towel the hands, and then, you know, lately, I'll be honest. Lately, I've been ejaculating on myself, like onto my stomach area.
Disgusting. And then you shower.
Yeah. Then I clean that up with a towel, and then that's why I'm asking, because if you're ejaculate on your own skin, that requires a shower.
Jeez.
Yeah. Then you're gonna want to shower after that. Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me, well, no, I've already showered, so I just wipe it up with a towel.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's twofold. That's it's a two-toweler. Then I use, well, here's what I do. I use a previously soiled towel, not with my jism, but a previously showered with towel or hand dryer towel. And I'll use that for the mop up, and then I get a fresh one and replace it with the fresh one. I'm not a monster over here. Okay. Jeez. people.
A lot of laundry, a lot of water usage.
Ends up being some laundry. Okay, a couple of voicemails or emails. Ballers, on episode 488, you played a call from the always wonderful Katie Shady where she referenced knowing Otto Warmbier's family. It turns out that Mr. Warmbier and I went to the same high school, although he was more than a decade younger than me, so I don't know him or his family. But this has me wondering, is it possible that Katie and I ran in the same circles as youths? Despite the fact...
Is the name actually Warmbier?
Yeah, Warmbier.
I don't think I ever knew that the name was Warmbier. Yeah. That's a crazy name.
Otto Warmbier, yeah. Despite the fact that I don't make it back to Cincy that often anymore, I'm still familiar with the fabulous Motor Pub, but there is some sort of weird, deeper worlds colliding. Oh, is there some sort of weird, deeper worlds colliding thing going on here? That's from Andy and Andy. Well, hold on. Andy's mentioned his Cincy bona fides here before, and I thought he was trying to maybe allude to the fact that he and I could be Eskimo brothers. And but now he's saying, hey, maybe I know Katie Shady. Andy, did you let me ask you this. Were you ever in a band? Because if so, there's a good chance that you do. You may have known Katie Shady. You guys should work that out. See if you guys knew each other. Okay, here's another one. Ballers, I need to shout out Wayne. Wade? No, it's Wayne. In Nashville. That's our hardest listener. He's done time. His email is the hardest I've laughed in a long time at a podcast contribution. This is why...
That was the James Joyce one,
yes,
right?
Yeah, Stream of Consciousness. This is why the email platform is underrated. You can make sharp left turns, mostly unrelated to the previous week's show topics. The commentary on Service Academy football was chef's kiss. I love Air Force. They always got a 5'6" white guy that played cornerback at some small high school in San Diego, and now he's the quarterback of the Falcons running the single wing. I love that shit. With week one halfway over, the morning games just ended. I was inspired to write about my yearly experience with the holiday. I don't watch preseason because, as we all know, that is for adult virgins. As a sex haver, I was excited for my season to start. This began with finding out that apparently the Sunday Ticket app doesn't exist anymore and you have to buy this shit through YouTube TV. But not anything on Amazon, ESPN Plus, Hulu Live, or a local broadcast. No, those are blacked out even at the $100 monthly price point. I don't remember ever having to deal with such convoluted bullshit to watch football, but I'm sure I think this every year and just forget. Anyway, call me Jack. Oh, wait. The leagues have recently been crying about pirating, but you have to get all the games in 25 different places. Anyway, call me Jack Sparrow because I'm not doing all this extra shit to watch my favorite Neanderthals rattle their brains into early onset dementia. Mostly, I was left underwhelmed. NFL week one is like finally hooking up with your dream girl from high school in your 20s. The anticipation will always be better than the final product. Yeah, she's still hot. And it's better than not having sex, but it turns out she only likes missionary and wants to spend the night hanging around like Ryan Tannehill, still inexplicably starting for an NFL team. This email is sponsored by Bud Light Platinum, a perfectly good beer for when you want to get drunk, but don't want to have 10 light beers. Thanks for the content. That is from Drew in Phoenix.
Thank you, Drew. I agree. I like the NFL, but I'm much more into college.
Oh yeah, same.
I've said this before. I just follow Washington because that's been my team forever.
Yep.
Even though they're awful, I said they'll sneak in as the last wild card pick. They will absolutely not. Their offensive line is horrendous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I watch the big games.
I just watch them for that though, and I'll watch the big games. I'll watch the playoffs, but I can watch a random college game way before a random NFL game.
Same. And I, especially, I go the other way. I like small colleges, not like Lehigh versus Penn. Okay. That's not what I'm talking about. But like Wyoming versus Boise State, I'm fucking in. That's like, I'm watching
that. I actually bet week one, Wyoming, Texas Tech went to Laramie, Wyoming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
it was a great game.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
Yeah. Wyoming was a home dog in that game and won outright. Okay. Thank you for that, Drew in Phoenix. Also, if you want, I can hook you up with the subscription service that David Bray turned me on to, but it's, then you get everything. I'll tell you about it. Okay. Here is, let's do some not sports. Wait, here we go.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, I'm reminded because I just looked at my phone and I saw that I had a text here from our dear friend of the show, Reality Steve Carbone, and I'm reminded that I trolled Jay Stu because one of the Dodgers middle relievers had to take a couple days off because
paternity leave.
Yeah, he's having a child, paternity leave, and I retweeted it to Jay Stu, and he said, and I just said selfish, and then he said yes, especially as we get closer to October. He's like, I'm happy to come on the Baller Lifestyle and explain. Well, we try. Oh, he was all confused that I called him. So remember, we called him on the show. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we called him.
Yeah. And then he's like, kind of weird that you didn't follow. He texts me. He's like, kind of weird that you called me and didn't follow up with the text. And I'm like, and he's like, and you left a voicemail. It was like, felt like 2009. And I'm like, did you listen to the voicemail?
It's an audio medium.
Yeah. Yeah. I go, did you listen to the voicemail? And I go, yeah. I go, well, I couldn't follow up with the text because I was making a podcast. I go, didn't you notice that Ed was also on the call? Do you think we just fucking get together and three-way call you? And he's like, oh, that makes more sense. So anyway, he wants to come on and explain his.
I would love to talk to him about it.
Yeah, I don't know. We've gone kind of, maybe next week we'll do it. I don't know if I have the energy for it right now. We got more stories. Ed. What is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
Nevada murder suspect allegedly killed a man, then wrote a song and made a music video about it. And the cops look through the lyrics and video and they're like, does this mean you killed this guy?
I mean, you would think this is kind of dumb, but also it's kind of this guy kind of did a public service to whoever the Las Vegas police were planning to frame for this murder. So it's like, actually they're like, wait, we already planted the gun and we made up some fake DNA shit and we all got our lies together that we're going to tell on the stand, which cops do all the fucking time. And they were like, now we got to actually do the paperwork all over again and hide all the fake evidence that we had. This is not, you'd be surprised. This is not the first time this has happened. A few years ago, there was a shooting in front of the, of a liquor store somewhere here in LA, gang murder. And they arrested a guy for another, crime. And you know how they take pictures of all your tattoos, right?
Right.
Well, and this guy's gang name was Chopper. And when they took off his shirt, on his chest, he had like a landscape, but the landscape was the front of a liquor store. And it even said like stop and go or whatever the name of the liquor store was. He had that like clearly emblazoned on his chest. And then there was a bunch of people and they were all getting shot by a helicopter with a gun.
Oh my God.
The cops are like, this is kind of a weird tattoo. And they're like, hey, wait, wasn't there a murder at the Stop and Go in Boyle Heights like 2 years ago? And they're like, yeah, there was. And he confessed to the murder with a tattoo of the actual murder scene on his chest. So this, like, look, there's been a lot of guys that have sang about the murders they're doing. There's very few that have actually drawn it on themselves, as far as I know.
I wonder if Dak Prescott
has... Do we not have that story?
Was that this week?
That was this week.
Yeah, so this is a little bonus story for you.
Yeah.
He had anesthesia.
Yes.
And he had a full leg tattoo with, like, the map of Dallas, mm-hmm. like, all kinds of Dallas. Yeah. And also, wasn't it, like, Daffy Duck doing the Dak Prescott celebration, which
he has his own celebration?
Yeah. Who knew he had a celebration? Oh, he's the least good player that's considered a star. Like, he's...
Well, he had that one pretty good season, and it was like he was about to break out, and then he held out, or he was, you know, they didn't want to franchise him.
He's not bad, but he's not, like, nobody's buying tickets to see Dak Prescott.
Oh, this is great, Ed. So I'm looking, Daffy Duck is there. Daffy Duck.
And there's Dallas, there's landscape.
Yeah, there's the skyline, which, and I've seen this before. You can't get the skyline of a place tattooed on you unless it's a recognizable skyline. Like, I get that people from Dallas will recognize this one building that's kind of looks like the Space Needle or the CN Tower. Like, I see that. Like, I guess if you're from Dallas, you would recognize this building, but you just, it's like, if it's New York City, right? Or Chicago. Like, there's certain recognizable skylines. Yeah. Dallas is not one of them.
I know nothing about Dallas.
Yes.
Like, I've never been there, but, like, I've never also seen it in a movie that I would know what the Dallas skyline.
Yeah.
He could have a shitty year and be on a different team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, like, is he from Dallas? I think, he went to Mississippi State. I don't know where he's from, but, like, he's tied to Dallas now.
Yeah,
what? In 11 hours? I don't think you're supposed to be using anesthesia. That's Michael Jackson territory.
Yeah, are you paying an anesthesiologist?
Conrad Murray's in jail, right? Yeah, he can't do it.
Yeah, an anesthesiologist gets $3,500 to come in and fucking put you to sleep and keep you asleep for 20 minutes for an endoscopy or something. Like, 11 hours. That's actually insane. And this is not the kind of tattoo. Like, it's a shitty tattoo. He could have just gotten it all done in little parts. It's not, doesn't like all flow together. Like, it doesn't need to be one thing.
Yeah. Daffy Duck has nothing to do with Dallas.
Yeah. And Marilyn Monroe on a Zippo, and then the TriStar Pegasus. Is there?
That's right. It looks like the TriStar Pegasus. Yes.
Took 10 or 11 hours. Okay, hold on. Let's read this. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott paused his offseason workouts in the spring to get a massive leg tattoo that nearly stretched into a leg sleeve, and he was sedated for nearly half a day while it was ink. Prescott revealed the image to his Dallas teammates and head coach Mike McCarthy earlier this year, and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that Prescott initially spent 10 hours getting the tattoo, featuring tributes to his brother who died by suicide, RIP, his mother who died, Michael Jordan. Oh, Ed, you love that. You love...
You know?
Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali... Kobe Bryant.
Guys, I might get a tattoo celebrating.
Hey, you're so happy about it. Now, you can't have a Michael Jordan and a Kobe Bryant tattoo, because Kobe Bryant is basically, other than the rapings, is a copy of Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan definitely hated Kobe's guts, because Kobe wanted to be the next Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His hometown in Louisiana and more before returning for two more hours for the tattoo artist to finish his work. Now,
super lame.
This is super lame. And also, being sedated, just because you can afford to be sedated for a tattoo, is kind of bitch. Like, it hurts, and it's supposed to hurt, and you're not, it's, You don't get to go to sleep.
It's part of the whole
process. Yeah, it's part of the thing. And I don't have any tattoos on my legs, but I can't imagine the tattoos on your legs hurt that bad. Because I have a tattoo on my ribs, and it's big. And
oh, that would hurt.
Yes, it's extremely painful. And no one put me to fucking sleep for it. I just went and did it, and it took a few sessions, and it fucking sucked. And it's supposed to suck. It hurts. You know, you don't get to go to sleep.
I just have a couple on my bicep.
Yeah.
Or whatever, upper arm area.
Yeah.
And like, it's meaty enough that like, yeah, ribs has got to be terrible.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's pretty painful. And it's supposed to be painful. They like, no tattoo artist should let you be asleep while he does it. That's stolen valor.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Yes, the Lifestyle's Baller podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.